Now, Iraqi protesters camped out in Baghdad's off-limits green zone area have ended their sit-in following making demands and issuing an ultimatum. The protesters, who were in the heavily fortified area for 24 hours, said they would definitely come back by the end of the week if their demands are not met. They asked the parliament to approve the proposed technocrat government. The demonstrators also called for the resignation of country's president, prime minister, and parliament speaker. Holding new elections was another demand of the protesters. The government officials are accused of corruption and incompetence. Supporters of cleric Muqtada Sadr have been holding rallies in recent months, pressuring the government to implement reforms.
The chaos following a terror attack in the southern Iraqi city of Samawa. Two car bombings claimed by Daesh terrorists have killed dozens of people and injured scores more. The specter of terrorism is once again looming over Iraq after a sharp decrease in such attacks and amid deep political divisions and anti-government protests in the country. Protesters on Sunday once again stormed into the parliament in the so-called Green Zone district of Baghdad. Officials have declared a state of emergency in the capital. Security forces used tear gas and shot bullets into the air in an effort to stop the protesters from entering the green zone, but to no avail.
I wanted to convey a message to the government and to all Iraqi people that they are peaceful protesters. They would like to raise demands, and these demands should be addressed by the government. Although the government has proposed some of these amendments or reforms in the early beginning of this year as part of the governmental program. Because of the postponement and the delay in the implementation of the program, some demonstrations have started.
Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the situation is under control. He's also urged the protesters to demonstrate peacefully without damaging state institutions. Abadi was set to appear before Parliament on Saturday to seek approval for the remaining candidates in his new cabinet. The lawmakers failed to reach a quorum and the session was postponed until next week. The delay triggered public protest and forced President Fuad Masum to call for an emergency session of political leaders on Sunday. The protesters are angry at what they call rampant corruption among government officials. Abadi has promised to tackle the issue, but the demonstrators say the government has failed to make good on the promise.
We warn the MPs and tell them that from this day there will be no more compromise and that you have to hold a session with all members attending to vote on an independent cabinet. We say to them that this is the last chance for them. We will remain inside the green zone until the implementation of our legitimate demands of an independent cabinet of technocrats.
Observers believe the ongoing tensions in Iraq only serve Daesh terrorists and their foreign supporters, who are more than willing to see anti-terror unity and solidarity among the Iraqis undermined. The unrest comes at a time when Iraqi troops are engaged in heavy battles against Daesh and have put the terrorists on the defensive while dislodging them from much of the land they had occupied in 2014 in Iraq's west and northwest.